The Scandalous Lord Lanchester by Anne Herries. Prologue. See Naples and die. Those romantic words could be taken two ways. Andrew, Lord Lanchester, smiled wryly as he looked at the run-down hovels along the waterfront and knew them to be the haunts of knaves, cutthroats, and thieves. Was he truly likely to find the man he sought in those run-down hovels? Looking about him at the peeling paint and trying not to gag at the stench of the gutters, Andrew frowned. The man he was searching for was a rogue and a thief, and his journey would in all probability be a wasted one. Yet he had no choice if he wanted to clear his own name of the shadow that hung over it. For the moment, his commanding officer had promised to keep silent about the letter accusing Andrew of stealing regimental silver worth more than £10,000.
"You know I would take your word above anyone's, Lanchester, but the fact remains that the silver was stolen at a time when you were in charge of its safekeeping, and this letter accuses you of taking it. I swear to you, Harrison, that I am innocent of the crime. Yes, at the time, I was a little short of funds for a while. It was difficult, I shall not deny it, but I solved my problem. Of what possible use would the silver be to me? If it was melted down, the metal would be worth only a fraction of its true worth, and it must be impossible to sell.
Unless it is taken abroad somewhere."
"Even so," Andrew felt a spurt of anger. "You think that my visit to Italy at about that time might have been for such a purpose?"
"I have not said I suspect you, Lanchester. Curb your pride, man."